You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Very pleased to have back on the show Jonathan Ayling. Although there's a part of me that's not pleased, and that's not related to Jonathan. It's that there is yet another issue of free speech before our community, and that's to do with the New Zealand Police having started hate speech and hate speech crime training. And Jonathan, who's on the line, was with Commissioner Costa from police on Wednesday, and he's coming to update us about that meeting and what's going on. So, Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Simon. Great to be here.
Listen, what's going on, and what has Commissioner Costa got to say about it all after your meeting?
Well, a number of your listeners will probably be familiar with the work we've been doing over the past fortnight or so. We had about, in total, as many as six or eight officers contact us about new hate speech and hate crime training that has been rolled out by police. And the background to this is that this came out as a recommendation of the Royal Commission of Inquiry into the Christchurch attack. And one of the recommendations there was that a new system be set up to better screen out for hate speech and hate crimes. And when we were first alerted to this, there were two great causes for concern. First of all, it comes down to the training. And what we are suggesting is the priming of officers to overzealously implement these rules as it is. New Zealand has very low bar, a very high bar for hate speech laws under our current laws. They're very limited, and we have no category under hate crime. So that was a primary concern. And then we saw some of the content itself. And some of the examples within that included graphics such as the claim there are only two genders as being an example of hate speech, or a billboard that read Kiwi, not Iwi, as being an example of hate speech. We already have three cases before the courts for wrongful arrest that the Free Speech Union is currently managing. And we think that this will absolutely just prime officers to already entirely misunderstand the nature of the duties that they have, that all speech should be by default legal and then very limited exceptions be implemented, rather than it almost seems the other way around, where they get to go, well, is this one of the cases where free speech applies, or is it one of the other sets where we get to zealously apply this? So we have been running a public letter on this. Over 11,000 Kiwis signed our public letter in just a handful of days, calling on the commissioner to cease this training. And I've got some good news and some bad news in that. I mean, the good news is he has commissioned a review and already has said that certain components, like the two examples that I just referenced, will not remain in the training. And so that's a real win. And as always, we're keen to celebrate where, through joining our voices together, we are able to ensure that a basic deference to the fundamental liberties that we have is appropriate. However, I guess overall, I'm still somewhat concerned, and I think the police are getting this wrong. The Free Speech Union has a constructive relationship with police, and Commissioner Costa has always operated in good faith towards us, and I think has been willing to hear from our perspective. We've had opportunities to speak at his senior police leadership conference and other examples like that. But I do think, with reference to this one, they are, whether willfully or unintentionally, blind to the real potential for weaponization that exists here. And I don't know your thoughts, Simon. I mean, I think it's really quite unfortunate. Of course, no one can labour enough the condemnation of what happened in Christchurch, and any mistakes and errors need to be thoroughly addressed. However, I also think that there's this relatively pernicious approach afoot that says because this bad thing happened once, we need to, the self-loathing emerges, and we need to change all our structures because this happened on our watch. Again, I cannot stress enough, of course, it is nothing but condemnable and atrocious. But I also don't want us to overreact in response to this. And I think out of the Christchurch attack, a number of changes have been set afoot that actually will do nothing to stop a similar atrocity like that occurring. And if anything, actually continues to sow seeds of division and a suppression of fundamental rights that could, unfortunately, and again, I cannot speak strongly enough against this, could actually express itself in violence again.
Well, a couple of things. I mean, first and foremost, my personal view is that the Royal Commission's inquiry has been often and unfortunately misused. It is attempting to be weaponized in ways that is not helpful. But the second point, which I think, look, I wrote about it on my Substack the other day, what the police are doing to me is constitutionally outrageous because they're basically training about a law which does not, repeat, does not exist. We don't have, if you will, in inverted commas, a hate speech law, and yet they're training in it. They are, I assume, putting Kiwis' names into databases because someone decided that their feelings got hurt. I just want to use that word again. I think it's just absolutely outrageous, Jonathan, and I'm pleased the Free Speech Union is championing this. I mean, is the government doing anything about this? They should tell them to stop, surely.
That's a very interesting question, Simon. And a week ago, so only several days after we had first started talking about this issue, the ACT Party did issue a statement expressing serious concern at what we were saying is occurring. And we are still waiting on police to provide us with all the training material and respond to specific questions. So we're still working through those details. But we did see Todd Stevenson there respond quite quickly. Look, I've been in touch with members of the New Zealand First Caucus and staff, and unfortunately, they are yet to say boo on this. I've even sat down with the Minister of Justice, Paul Goldsmith, and he was shocked. His basic question was, why? Why are they training on hate crime laws when hate crime laws do not exist? And I said, Minister, that is my exact question. And he said, well, it's a good one. So we've seen National speak out on this. We've seen ACT speak out on this. Unfortunately, we haven't seen New Zealand First say anything. And I do think as parties that are allegedly more strident on some of these questions of liberty, it is unfortunate that, I met with Winston Peters several months ago. I said, Deputy Prime Minister, unfortunately, when individuals find themselves in power, often they fall out of favour with the idea of free speech quite quickly. And I hope that hasn't occurred here, but I do think there's reason to think that they are less concerned about this than they should be.
Well, look, for what my view's worth on this, it's outrageous. I think the police should be stopping immediately. And the politicians, the government of the day, all three parties, to be blunt with you, Jonathan, they're in government. It's for them not just to ask questions, but to actually just shut it down. I mean, we don't have police pursuing laws that don't exist. They don't get to decide what recommendations from a Royal Commission should be implemented or not. That's for the politicians of the day. And if I might...
If I can just cut in there a second, Simon, I mean, I do think it's worth noting, unfortunately, that the government, and by that I mean principally the National Party with Judith Collins as the minister responsible for this commission of inquiry, that they have accepted these recommendations. Recommendation 42 of the Royal Commission is specifically the one at play here, and it was our current government that accepted that recommendation. And so I do think police have stepped further beyond that than they should, and they seem willfully unconcerned with some of the implications. But it is also coming down the pike from ministers like Minister Judith and Herbert Collins and more generally the cabinet there. And so I think your listeners need to be concerned about really, is this what we were expecting in a change of government, or do we want the principle of freedom of speech to be protected far more rigorously?
Well, 100% it needs to be more rigorous, and I'm disappointed to hear that the current government has approved this in some shape or form. So the final question really is, what can listeners do to make their voices heard?
The Free Speech Union is continuing to run our public letter on this, and you will hear this frequently as well, Simon. I've signed 100 petitions. What does it ever do? It does a lot. And I want to stress that a lot. It is not a silver bullet. And so if you thought by signing a single letter once you were going to set the world straight, I'm sorry, that's not going to work. But actually staying engaged, continuing to support the organizations that are fronting on this. New Zealand has a relatively immature civil society. And what I think out of what has been a relatively dismal past 6 years or 8 years, Something that we could say is a good thing is a strengthening of an independent civil society voice. But we need people to stand with us in that. And so continue to sign those letters, continue to submit. And the Free Speech Union alone has many examples of where, in conjunction with the rest of our work, that makes a difference. And I know other organizations have that as well. So our public letter calling on the commissioner to stop this training will continue to make sure our voice is heard there. And look, when I sat down with the commissioner on Wednesday, you know, it was a fairly combative meeting. I'll note he was unimpressed with the fact that we had been communicating so publicly about this issue. And all I can say is all we have is people power. I don't have anything else to reach for. And so unless your listeners have a better way to coordinate that people power, please continue to support us, continue to sign, join as members of the Free Speech Union. And I am confident that like with hate speech laws and like online regulation and like numerous other major victories we've achieved, we'll get there eventually.
Let's hope you weren't put onto the database after that combative meeting. But can I encourage listeners to follow what Jonathan's suggesting? Go to the Free Speech Union Facebook page, their web page, sign the letter. And from my point of view as well, write to your local MP, call up their offices, let them know that you think this is wrong. So, Jonathan, thank you for briefing us. We'll be keeping a very close eye on this, well, still seems developing story.
Thanks a lot.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.